It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, he tried to fool us there. He said, pass in. We have a Jeff Passan report on school.
The Passan report.
Nope, just a Bleacher Report. Good. On the big board entering training camps, trades still available. Wanted to see your guys' thoughts on each of them. So the first one I'm looking at here is Cam Hayward, Pittsburgh Steelers, landing spot, Philly, and the return would be a second round and a fourth round. How does that sound?
I think it's a little heavy on the the give, to be honest with you. But, you know, this is a time they sometimes F the picks, but then they get more picks. Roseman does a great job. I would not make that trade, being an Eagle fan, whether it's an Eagle fan who wears a normal hat or a crooked hat.
Look, he's been a damn good player, but that's a big price to pay. Yeah. I'm out on that.
Anybody willing to add some quarterback depth? We have Taylor Heinicke of the Falcons. Potential landing spots look like the Raiders, the Giants, and that would include a 2025 fifth-round pick.
The Giants, you know what? This is what I mean. They just blew $4 million on Drew Lock. What are we, collecting stiffs?
How much would Taylor Heinicke cost?
That would be a 25 fifth-round pick.
And what would his salary probably be?
It better be Atlanta picking up the whole check for that ridiculous contract they signed him to.
That's kind of where I was thinking.
Because I am not...
Oh, look at me.
I'm not huge on the whole Hendon Hooker thing.
None of us are. He never should have been here.
So, I think...
No.
Depending on what the price is.
All right.
They're going to need a better backup quarterback than Nate Sudfeld or Hendon Hooker.
If Atlanta picks up the check, I'll listen.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Next one, Hassan Reddick, edge, New York Jets. The Lions are on this list as well as the Niners, and that would be available for a 25 third round
pick. Okay, timeout. They just signed Hassan Reddick.
Right.
Now you're going to turn around and trade him before he ever plays a game for you?
Well, that would be the Jets.
Look,
I was going to say, we're talking about the Jets.
And admit it, well, they're going to get Davante Adams, apparently. My answer is no. Hassan Reddick is a guy that is very volatile. His highs are high, his lows are low. I prefer Matthew Judon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Very consistent.
We talked about that. Hassan Reddick, as good as he was with the Eagles at times, you know, he's a one-trick pony, if you ask me.
This is a list of 10. We're on to number 7 here, which is going in reverse order, so that's okay. The third one. We got Jack Conklin, tackle for the Browns. Landing spots include the Raiders and the Niners. The Raiders and Niners are going to make an appearance a lot on this list.
Yeah. Look, if I'm the Niners, I absolutely look at it. Trent Williams is aging. The rest of that line is underwhelming. I think the ability to replace Mike McGlinchey. And again, McGlinchey wasn't a star,
no.
But they lost him. You know, having bookend tackles with the way they run their offense, I'd be into it. The problem is Jack Conklin has struggled to stay healthy.
I know. I think he fit. Well, the Raiders could use help everywhere. So
right. I just chose the Niners based on the Super Bowl all in. I would pay what it takes to get him.
Number 6, we got Jackson Carmen, O-lineman for the Cincinnati Bengals. Landing spots include the Panthers and the Titans for a 26th, 7th round pick.
Let me ask you a question. If you were an NFL football player and you got traded to Carolina, would you just retire? Would you just quit? I mean, when you look at that roster and you look at that franchise, talk about a career ender.
I know.
Oof.
7th round pick, who cares?
Yeah, next. Not worth our time.
Now we're getting into the...
Not worth the Godfather's time. How could you waste Mike Stone's time?
Not with that crooked hat. Now
that's
we're looking
right.
At number 5, we get more sexy names involved. T. Higgins of the Bengals. Teams include the Jaguars and the Patriots for a 25 second round pick.
Patriots, it doesn't make any sense because they're not ready to win. They're not even close. The Jaguars, I could understand it. Look, there are so many teams in this league, my team included, who are desperate to find a true number one. T. Higgins, I don't understand the situation in Cincinnati. I don't get how they haven't come to a contract. I don't understand how they haven't traded him. Truly bizarre.
I like the fact that T. Higgins is right where he is. Could we get him and Chase together?
I know.
That's what football's about.
But, Mike, you got to pay him.
I know.
Can't have a disgruntled T. Higgins. That doesn't help anybody.
True.
And now we pick the bones of your team, Mike. We got Darius Slayton.
You can have him.
Going to the Steelers or the Titans for a fifth-round pick in 25.
I give you a sub sandwich. You can have him. Darius Slayton makes one spectacular catch a year. We don't have a quarterback to throw it to him. Our team blows. Do whatever you like. We're terrible. We're an abomination. What do you want from me?
I understand that, but they'll be better than you think this year.
Oh, really? What? They'll have the number two pick instead of the number one pick?
Yes, exactly.
We're terrible, Michael. We're terrible.
Number three here, James Bradbury of the Philly Eagles to the Cardinals or the Raiders for a 25 sixth round pick.
If I'm the Eagles, yes, do it. He was bad last year.
He said it all. It's a guy who's on the decline. You're going from a winning team to losing teams. If you're the Eagles and you can get any value for him, get him out of there.
Now, number two on this list, and we talked about him, Matthew Judon, Patriots. Teams do include the Lions on this list, which is encouraging.
Yeah.
Also, the Baltimore Ravens. It looks like he'd be available per this list for a 25 third-round pick, which...
Lions don't have. You'd have to go fourth and a sixth or additional comp. Look, 21 sacks his last 21 games. He only played four games last year. He was effective. He got hurt. Year prior, 17 sacks. I understand you brought in Davenport, a guy that can play inside or out. I know that James Houston is back. I would add another pass rusher. If I could get him for a four and a six, you're going to need to extend him on a Cam Hayward-type extension. To a 28, something like that, I would do it. Yes.
What are the other teams involved?
Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
To go back there?
A homecoming.
Yeah. Well, it's a homecoming here. He's got his jersey retired at the Swamp. West Bloomfield High School football field, baby.
Oh, well, that settles it.
Yes.
Thank God we got him. Lock him up. And the news of the day, or the news of the week, rather, Brandon Ayuk officially requesting a trade. So that puts him at the very center, number one on this list for this market. The potential landing spots include the New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The trade value is quite substantial. 2025 first, a 2025 second, and a 2026 fourth.
I'm never giving that up.
First of all, the Steelers, there's no way in hell they would give up that much for him.
I'm not doing it. I wouldn't give up a one and a two and compensation for Higgins. I'm not doing it for Ayuk. I'm just not. And again, the Niners are all in. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. They don't have to honor this request.
No.
T, Brandon, here's the deal. You want to be penniless this year? Don't show up.
Yeah.
The tag's there. We're happy to pay you to damn near $20 million.
What this did was definitely include him in the Diva Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to be on his side with this. You play for a winning team. I know you want a new contract. What do you want to do? You want to go to Washington and win five games so you can play with your former college teammate, Jaden Daniels? Is that what you want to do? What are we, in high school?
And how many successful teams are going to want a diva wide receiver? Teams that want to have Super Bowl aspirations. That's why I say avoid, avoid, avoid if you're a team like the Lions.
Right, and it's a copycat league, and what the league is showing, watching the Detroit Lions, they don't have divas, we don't believe. So,
but divas being phased out a little bit in successful league and team building, because the Lions don't have a single one, and they were almost in the Super Bowl.
Right, the closest thing you might think the Lions have as diva is maybe J-Mo.
Maybe, but every report coming out is saying he's putting in the work, he's putting his nose down and grinding with a guy like that. You know, that's the opposite of the diva mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And that is In Football Today.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Before we get to Deal Breakers, just wanted to offer you something from the desk of Ken Rosenthal.
The Rosenthal Report?
The Rosenthal Report. And it should absolutely ratchet up Baltimore's desperation for Tarek Skubal. Report from the bow tie himself. The Orioles are desperate for pitching, not only for this year, because Corbin Burns is not coming back. Dot, dot, dot.
Wow. So they got to win it now.
Jackson Holliday, Colby Mayo, Dylan Beavers.
Wow.
Just saying. I'm trying to look at it from both sides.
Does he say why he's not coming back?
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
I know. I'm just curious.
I don't care.
Great ballpark, good baseball town.
Whatever makes them more desperate, that's what I care about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, quick reprieve from all things baseball and football. We do this weekly. The Godfather has agreed to participate. It is time for Deal Breakers.
All right. Indeed.
Thank you, Donald.
We got some Deal Breakers here. Let's see what you guys make of them. Jeff will also be joining us from behind the glass. At a participant.
Star quarterback at Bowling Green in EA Sports College Football.
No, 25. He transferred to MSU.
I can't keep up. All right, let's
By
keep
the way,
rolling.
Costa basically said he's had did a great job coaching Marshall, and now he's going to coach someplace else.
Good for him. Him and his cats. All right, let's roll.
Well, we can start there, actually. The new NCAA video game came out this week. Your girlfriend of several years decides to make elaborate weekend plans, including dinners and plans with parents that she expects you to attend. The weekend would have been the first time you really got to dig into the video game. How do you navigate this?
For me, it's simple. If these plans were made without considering you, then I don't know why you need to consider her. Look, it's a mutual thing. That's what relationships are. Now, if through the course of planning these plans, these are important things, well, then you're going to have to compromise. But if she just decided she wanted to brunch for bottomless mimosas, not my problem.
If it's
you didn't consult me on this.
I believe there are 24 hours in a day. You could do both. You could go out to dinner with your prospective in-laws or friends, whatever. And then when it's time to come home, break out the game.
Yeah, I already told my girlfriend that when this game came out on Monday that I will be unavailable this whole week. It's a good thing she's already on vacation, and that's all I got to say.
I like that. I like that Jeff has just given her the out-of-office email.
Put in the request for time off.
He got PTO from the relationship. Kenny, what would you do, being the spineless jellyfish that you are?
I mean, she has to know. I will tell her. I'm going to lay the law down, Michael, all right?
Oh, okay.
Call me a jellyfish. At least my hat doesn't look like that.
Stoney's hat is something. Go ahead.
Number two, your sister is getting married soon. You're a big fan of her husband-to-be to the point of considering him somewhat of a friend. He invites you to a small bachelor party, including a night of dinner and bar hopping for drinks. The awkward downside, all of his friends are people whom you've never met and are completely unfamiliar with to you. How do you handle this?
I don't go. I'm too old in my life to be meeting new people. I just don't need it. I wouldn't go. I'd respectfully buy a gift and say, look, you got 10, 12, 15 years with these guys. Go enjoy your time. There'll be plenty of time for us to hang out. Go. I'm out.
I'd go for a while, and then when I got sick of them, I'd go home. That's simple. Now, if it's a destination place, same deal. You know what? I'll fly somewhere to like South Beach if that's where you want to go. I'll fly to Vegas. And when I'm sick of you and your friends, I'm going to go find my own fun.
There you go. Stoney's going to go and start blow some rails. Go do his thing. He'll cut it loose. Jeff, go ahead.
That's just one of those things where you get sick, you know, like 5 minutes before you got to go. That sounds like an absolutely not to me. I would definitely pass on that. There'd be like, maybe I have diarrhea or something like 3 minutes before.
Wow. Yeah, I don't want to meet a whole bunch of new people. Not interested.
So full transparency, this actually happened to me, a week ago now? And I went, and I had a great time because I thought to myself, I like this guy. He probably has decent taste in his friends. Mm-hmm. I was right. They're a great bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Had a really fun time.
But did they like you?
They seemed to. I mean, we all were grabbing drinks throughout the night, and they weren't kind of shooing me off to the side.
Okay. That's positive, Ken.
I feel like it went well.
Hey, who's this weird guy who's drinking Admiral?
Right.
I was upscale that time. Okay. All right, I was drinking Pop Off, okay?
They're at a nice restaurant. Who's the dude in a Macho Man t-shirt? All right, go ahead.
With football season coming up, your man cave is in desperate need of some upgrades. Your TV and sound system are very outdated and need to be replaced.
Yes.
This is causing arguments with your wife as she had other household projects in mind with that money.
Mm-hmm.
And is deeming yours less essential. What do you do?
Find a new one.
A new TV or a new wife?
New wife.
As,
look, for me, listen, I'm sorry, but it can't be a one-way street.
No.
If you've done some of the things she wants to do, you cannot be treated like Kevin Spacey in American Beauty. You cannot just be cast to the side. You matter, all right? Your desires matter, too. Why can't I upgrade the man cave? You got what you wanted on the patio. You got what you wanted over here.
I'm just going to use what the sage Robert Winowski told me. Two words. Divorce.
I just think it's okay for us as dudes to have our own space too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Jeff.
I think sometimes you just got to pick your battles. But here's what I would do. I would just agree and be like, you know what? You're right. You know, we're not going to get a new sound system. We'll do what you want. And then I just go to the store and buy it anyways.
I like that. I like that.
The youth of today.
I like Jeff's strategy. Yes. He chooses violence.
Just do it anyway.
Right.
Regardless
right.
of what she wants.
You're right, honey. One problem. The charge has already been made. The system's out front.
You find out what she wants. If she wants garden, just buy, two huge bags of mulch and your sound
system.
But
it's also, this is where I got to be careful how I say this, but it's like when I look at other people's relationships, some are good and most are not. I don't understand how you end up with someone who doesn't have the same pursuits as you or has the same kind of direction you have. Like, Kenny, this situation sounds like warfare. That's not a situation I put myself in.
If they don't have the same pursuits, okay, there's an expression, opposites attract.
Then they have to be able to go out and do their own thing.
Yes.
And let me do my thing.
Exactly. That's what makes a wonderful marriage.
Kenny, go ahead. You wouldn't stand up for yourself.
I feel like what I would do is similar to what Jeff would do, is I let her go do whatever she's, buy whatever she's going to buy.
Uh-huh.
And then that's scoreboard. So next time I want something, I'm like, well, you got the last one. Look at me.
Exactly. And that's a road to ruin. You've created a transactional relationship that will end in disaster.
Oh, you want Jackson Holliday. She wants Tarek Skubal. What do you do?
He doesn't want to gamble on a prospect. Okay. Number four. You're going out to dinner with your wife or girlfriend and their parents. Her notoriously cheap father orders substantially more expensive food and drinks than you and your wife do.
Oh, boy.
And at the end of dinner, he suggests you split the bill in half, couple, leaving you with more of the bill. How do you suck it up and take it because it's the father of your lady? Or
what's her relationship with the dad?
Presumably good in this scenario.
Then you're dead. That's just one of life's inconveniences.
Yeah, here's what you do. You take it, you suck it up, and then on your way home, you MF the father so bad.
That's right. That's right.
Your effing father.
That's one of those awkward moments where you're like, yeah, it's all good. And then you get in the car and you're like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a really awkward situation.
Tell your dad he's paying more for the wedding now. It is one of those.
What?
Roberts. And if you want to be watching that basketball team later that evening, you're going to want to be paying for that. That's my stance on it.
Thank you, Kenneth.
You are welcome. You work in an office in close proximity to your coworker every day. The coworker is a bit chatty and recently started sharing details about his personal romantic escapades. Details you did not ever want to begin imagining. How do you handle this?
Nip it in the bud. It's simple. See, this one I got no problem with. I'm not here to be friends. I'm here to work. So, like, people that are an annoyance, they're going to know about it. No one, look, I don't need to hear about all your problems. I don't need to hear good or bad. Like, if this dude is doing pillow talk in the office, no, we're going to put a stop to that. You can go tell somebody. It just ain't going to be me.
I don't care what kind of jewelry you put on your member, okay?
Whoa. Leave it at
that.
I don't really know how to follow that one up.
You don't
most of the time,
try.
I just make up an excuse and walk away. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to leave it at that. All right, last.
Hold on, you didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I kind of choose to ignore it. I generally give people the silent treatment when I don't care for what they have to say and let it dissipate by its. If it gets bad enough, I'll go talk to a boss or a manager or something, but it's not that big of a deal.
Kenny's rolling over to HR.
If I have to.
Look at you. All right, last one.
Last one here. You and your buddies are planning an elaborate trip out to a destination like Vegas or like Florida or maybe Nashville.
Okay.
And nobody can seem to agree on basically anything. You're a month and a half out. The travel arrangements haven't been made. The hotel room hasn't been booked. Nobody can seem to agree on a price point, on an airline, on a hotel chain. How do you handle this as the, quote, leader of the group?
Get new friends and don't go on the trip. Because that's a harbinger of things to come.
Here's what I do. Here's the deal. We're going here. We're doing this. Those who want to come, come. Those who don't, see that's you later.
Right. Yeah, I have no tolerance for what Kenny's talking about. Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, like Stoney said, someone just has to step up and kind of control things. Actually, it wasn't a trip, but at the NFL draft when I went, a couple of my friends came with me and my dad. I had to end up stepping up and being like, okay, guys, we're going here. And then we're doing this, and then we're doing that.
So you're
a babysitter.
There's
a whole lot of standing around.
You're a babysitter.
It's hot. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this.
Jeff, do you want to just call your friends losers live on the air? Because that's what I'm hearing. Do you want to just say the names? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
No.
Okay.
It was Lenny.
I mean, Jeff basically is saying my friends are man babies, and I can't take anymore. That's what it sounds like to me, Jeff. Kenny, what would you do?
Essentially, what Stoney described is eventually you have to say, this is what I'm thinking, this place, this airline, this hotel chain. We do this, this, and this. Everybody who's on board, cool. Anybody that's not, I mean, time's ticking, boys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're adults. I don't have time to be a babysitter. I'm with Stoney on this. That's daily 2 to 6. All right. That is Deal Break. All right, we'll get to football today at 4:45. We also have multiple reports now. Now we got a report to build on from the Costa report. We got the Morosi report. He was on with John Paul Morosi was on with Doug about Scooble. And Ken Rosenthal with some added color. And I ain't talking about his bow tie. We're going to get back to it at 5 o'clock. You had a question for me.
Yes.
And I'm going to answer it, but it's going to upset me. So go ahead.
Okay. As many people know, my daughter does some work for NFL Films. So one of her jobs was Hard Knocks, and she's gotten credits and things. So she worked on the in-season Hard Knocks, she did that one, but the off-season Hard Knocks before she was moved back home. And she told me some interesting things about the Giants. So it debuted a few weeks ago, and I started watching it.
Mm-hmm. As have I.
And I liked it. Now, I have no skin in the game because it's not my team. So I just looked at it from afar, like most of the ones. I actually really like Hard Knocks for years. I just thought they were interesting. They've gotten a little more antiseptic, so to speak. They're not as, you know, there was some, you know, when Ocho Cinco went in and all that kind of, there was some really good stuff. But to see it from the general manager and the owner's perspective and things like that, look, they're not going to show everything. They're not going to show guys come into camp or to their offices for interviews and who bomb their interviews. They're not going to show that. So where it is reality TV, it is not scripted, but edited very well. So I was wondering, watching the Giants thing, because there's a few obvious things that occurred to me in watching it, but it doesn't affect me. You are obviously, different. And your father, big New York Giant fans. I wonder what you think of your team, or even though just the whole presentation of off-season Hard Knocks, because it's the first time that they've done it.
I feel like a wacko. That's my response, because I am irrationally upset watching it. They look like the biggest collection of amateur clowns on the planet. Well, I have watching Hard Knocks has taken dislike to hatred for John Mara and for Brian Daboll and for Joe Shane. They look like the most spineless collection of amateurs on the planet. Well, I mean, whether it is this Daniel Jones nonsense, the Saquon thing. Saquon is a bleep hole. Joe Shane should have hung up the phone, and he's sitting here. Will you come back to me? And they just, I'm telling you.
I think he was trying to pacify his owner.
That's what I'm upset about, okay. Because then John Mara walks in.
Oh, geez, I'm going to have trouble sleeping if he goes to play somewhere else.
You should have trouble sleeping. Your stadium has never hosted a playoff game, you bum. I hate it. I watch it, and then Daboll is like this bald pirate. Every other word's the F word. He just looks like a guy who just farts when he walks. And it's just, I hate all of them.
And I
hate this show, but I can't stop watching.
And not to be an ageist, their whole staff looks like they're all guys who graduated college.
Yeah.
It just looks, I mean, they're probably very qualified.
I can't do it. The whole thing. Then it's this weird, like, Brian Burns thing, and the whole, like, oh, okay, we got to sit and wait. Here's the idea. Dan Morgan, here's the offer. No one else is offering you anything for Brian Burns. Here we go. Are we doing this or not? It's just mealy-mouthed. Lions fans, be proud of yourself. Because I have spineless jellyfish running my team. You've got grown-ass dudes. You've got Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. Those dudes are G's.
And Chris Spielman.
Yeah. And I've got SpongeBob SquarePants. I hate my team. Watching Hard Knocks has made me loathe my entire team. And I hate it.
You love the facility. You see the big quote from Parcells up on the thing, and it makes you, you know.
No, it doesn't. It makes me sad, Michael. It makes me sad. I hate it all. There's no plan. There's no direction. Well, it makes me thankful the Detroit Lions exist, because everything the Lions do is purposeful. Everything.
Well, it seems like Joe Shane knows how to build a football. At least he wants.
Does he?
Well, listen, because they, at least on Hard Knocks, talk about emphasizing the offensive line, protecting their quarterback that
is in a wheelchair.
I understand.
And you pay $40 million.
Yeah, but that wasn't his contract, was it?
Yes,
was that it was. Shane's contract?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Well, then I scratched that. But he also talks about that they got to get to the other team's quarterback, which is, you know, two of your three covenants of football is what? Protect the quarterback, get to the other quarterback, and have a good quarterback.
Is it to let your all-pro 25-year-old safety walk away to the Green Bay Packers?
No,
it's not. Okay, so listen. I love you. I'm telling you my honest-to-God reaction.
Oh, I know.
Watching Hard Knocks has made me, I'm like in rapture. I can't wait for next week's episode because, like, I get to be angry all over again. I don't like these people. So here's what I would say to Lions fans. If you want to feel not good about yourself, but great, watch Hard Knocks with the Giants. Literally. It's almost like a behind-the-scenes look at your dumb neighbor who you know is a bum.
Hey,
and you just get to see them act like a bum.
Hey, but they got Motor.
Oh, Devin Singletary? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You got Motor?
Daboll acted like they signed Walter Payton.
Well, you're good with Motor? Yeah.
Well, you thought that John Runyon Jr. has been in 8 Pro Bowls or something,
I just leave it alone. Will you please? Now you're warming me up.
Okay.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. So can you take the Giants away from it? The whole premise of watching the front office
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yes. I like the premise of the off-season show. I like the premise of the in-season.
Yes.
I understand it. This is why I wanted to avoid it when the Giants were announced, because it makes me hate these people. Their decisions, their lack of direction, this pandering to Saquon Barkley. I wanted to put a bullet in the television. Enough. Enough. You know what Saquon comes off as in this show? An ass. Leave.
Oh, I thought you were going to come back and give me a chance to batch.
Grow up. Grow up. The guy went to the Eagles. He's dead. He's dead.
What if he wears this hat?
Buddy, I got news for you. He's dead to me.
If I was a Giant fan, the one thing that would piss me off the most about this was, and I can't help it because they're really good, his buddy-buddy romance with the new general manager of the Carolina Panthers, Dan Morgan.
It's gross. All of it. Listen, just be thankful you got your Lions. You guys are smart. You're led by men. Not boob, not these spineless boobs. Awful. And again, we're going to be picking number one in the draft. It's gonna be fantastic. Joe Shane, this whole thing's a shit.
Who do you want at number one? Shedeur Sanders?
I'll take Kenny's guy.
Carson Beck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get that Lamborghini out on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, good luck driving that in Tribeca. Enjoy that, Carson. All right, Kenny, get me the ticket text. Anything but me talking about Hard Knocks. If you want to feel great about yourself as a Lions fan, just watch this show. Because the Giants remind me of what you used to be. Seriously. The Giants remind me of what the old Lions were. Just directionless, amateurs, unlikable.
And would it be fair to say the Lions now look like the Giants under George Young?
Yes. 100%. Lions are one of the best organizations in football. There, I said it.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Kenny, read something immediately.
He's about to cry.
I'm
sorry. That you can blame me for.
It's another hopeless year, Michael. Then you told me earlier in the show we're trading for Taylor Heinicke.
No, I didn't.
Please, Kenny.
Brian Daboll seems like a frat bro who never grew up, and the GM looks like an adult toddler.
All right, we'll get to football today at 4:45. We also have multiple reports now. Now we got a report to build on from the Costa report. We got the Morosi report. He was on with John Paul Morosi. He was on with Doug about Scooble. And Ken Rosenthal with some added color. And I ain't talking about his bow tie. We're going to get back to it at 5 o'clock. You had a question for me.
Yes.
And I'm going to answer it, but it's going to upset me. So go ahead.
Okay. As many people know, my daughter does some work for NFL Films. So one of her jobs was Hard Knocks, and she's gotten credits and things. So she worked on the in-season Hard Knocks, but the off-season Hard Knocks before she was moved back home. And she told me some interesting things about the Giants. So it debuted a few weeks ago, and I started watching it.
Mm-hmm. As have I.
And I liked it. Now, I have no skin in the game because it's not my team. So I just looked at it from afar, like most of the ones. I actually really like Hard Knocks for years. I just thought they were interesting. They've gotten a little more antiseptic, so to speak. They're not as, you know, there was some, you know, when Ocho Cinco went in and all that kind of stuff. There was some really good stuff. But to see it from the general manager and the owner's perspective and things like that, look, they're not going to show everything. They're not going to show guys come into camp or to their offices for interviews and who bomb their interviews. They're not going to show that. So where it is reality TV, it is not scripted but edited very well. So I was wondering, watching the Giants thing, because there's a few obvious things that occurred to me in watching it. But it doesn't affect me. You are obviously, different. And your father, big New York Giant fans. I wonder what you think of your team, or even though just the whole presentation of off-season Hard Knocks, because it's the first time that they've done it.
I feel like a wacko. That's my response, because I am irrationally upset watching it. They look like the biggest collection of amateur clowns on the planet. Well, I have watching Hard Knocks has taken dislike to hatred for John Mara and for Brian Daboll and for Joe Shane. They look like the most spineless collection of amateurs on the planet. Well, I mean, whether it is this Daniel Jones nonsense, the Saquon thing. Saquon is a bleep hole. Joe Shane should have hung up the phone, and he's sitting here. Will you come back to me? I'm telling you.
I think he was trying to pacify his owner.
That's what I'm upset about, because then John Mara walks in.
Oh, geez, I'm going to have trouble sleeping if he goes to play somewhere else.
You should have trouble sleeping. Your stadium has never hosted a playoff game, you bum. I hate it. I watch it, and then Daboll is like this bald pirate. Every other word's the F word. He just looks like a guy who just farts when he walks. And it's just, I hate all of them.
And I
hate this show, but I can't stop watching.
And not to be an ageist, their whole staff looks like they're all guys who graduated college.
Yeah.
It just looks, I mean, they're probably very qualified.
I can't do it. The whole thing. Then it's this weird, like, Brian Burns thing, and the whole, like, oh, okay, we got to sit and wait. Here's the idea. Dan Morgan, here's the offer. No one else is offering you anything for Brian Burns. Here we go. Are we doing this or not? It's just mealy-mouthed. Lions fans, be proud of yourself. Because I have spineless jellyfish running my team. You've got grown-ass dudes. You've got Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. Those dudes are G's.
And Chris Spielman.
Yeah. And I've got SpongeBob SquarePants. I hate my team. Watching Hard Knocks has made me loathe my entire team. And I hate it.
You love the facility. You see the big quote from Parcells up on the thing, and it makes you, you know.
No, it doesn't. It makes me sad, Michael. It makes me sad. I hate it all. There's no plan. There's no direction. Well, it makes me thankful the Detroit Lions exist because everything the Lions do is purposeful. Everything.
Well, it seems like Joe Shane knows how to build a football. At least he wants.
Does he?
Well, listen, because they, at least on Hard Knocks, talk about emphasizing the offensive line, protecting their quarterback that
is in a wheelchair.
I understand.
And you
that.
Pay $40 million.
Yeah, but that wasn't his contract, was it?
Yes,
was that
it was.
Shane's contract?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Well, then I scratched that. But he also talks about that they got to get to the other team's quarterback, which is, you know, two of your three covenants of football is what? Protect the quarterback, get to the other quarterback, and have a good quarterback.
Is it to let your all-pro 25-year-old safety walk away to the Green Bay Packers?
No,
it's not. Okay, so listen. I love you. I'm telling you my honest-to-God reaction.
Oh, I know.
Watching Hard Knocks has made me, I'm like in rapture. I can't wait for next week's episode because like I get to be angry all over again. I don't like these people. So here's what I would say to Lions fans. If you want to feel not good about yourself, but great, watch Hard Knocks with the Giants. Literally. It's almost like a behind-the-scenes look at your dumb neighbor who you know is a bum.
Hey,
and you just get to see them act like a bum.
Hey, but they got Motor.
Oh, Devin Singletary? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You got Motor.
They ball acted like they signed Walter Payton.
Well, you're good with Motor? Yeah.
Well, you thought that John Runyon Jr. has been in 8 Pro Bowls or something,
I just leave it alone. Will you please? Now you're warming me up.
Okay.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. So can you take the Giants away from it? The whole premise of watching the front office
I'm good
go through
with
that. Okay.
Yes. I like the premise of the off-season show. I like the premise of the in-season.
Yes.
I understand it. This is why I wanted to avoid it when the Giants were announced, because it makes me hate these people. Their decisions, their lack of direction, this pandering to Saquon Barkley. I wanted to put a bullet in the television. Enough. Enough. You know what Saquon comes off as in this show? An ass. Leave.
Oh, I thought you were going to come back and give me a chance to batch.
Grow up. Grow up. The guy went to the Eagles. He's dead. He's dead.
What if he wears this hat?
Buddy, I got news for you. He's dead to me.
If I was a Giant fan, the one thing that would piss me off the most about this was, and I can't help it because they're really good, his buddy-buddy romance with the new general manager of the Carolina Panthers,
Dan Morgan. It's gross. All of it. Listen, just be thankful you got your Lions. You guys are smart. You're led by men, not these spineless boobs. Awful. And again, we're going to be picking number one in the draft. It's going to be fantastic. Joe Shane, this whole thing's a shitwreck.
Who do you want at number one? Shedeur Sanders?
I'll take Kenny's guy.
Carson Beck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get that Lamborghini out on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, good luck driving that in Tribeca. Enjoy that, Carson. All right, Kenny, get me to ticket text. Anything but me talking about Hard Knocks. If you want to feel great about yourself as a Lions fan, just watch this show. Because the Giants remind me of what you used to be. Seriously. The Giants remind me of what the old Lions were. Just directionless, amateurs, unlikable.
And would it be fair to say the Lions now look like the Giants under George Young?
Yes. 100%. Lions are one of the best organizations in football. There, I said it.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Kenny, read something immediately.
He's about to cry.
I'm
sorry. That you can blame me for.
It's another hopeless year, Michael. Then you told me earlier in the show we're trading for Taylor Heinicke.
No, I didn't.
Please, Kenny.
Brian Daboll seems like a frat bro who never grew up, and the GM looks like an adult toddler.
Right. Just look at him walking in the hallways. You may as well put a backing track to it. That's ridiculous.
Jewelry on my member needs to be a drop, LMAO Stoney.
You started hating this show, the first one where he talks about he doesn't never listens to sports talk radio.
No, because that's such a dumb flex. No bleep. Of course you don't. You shouldn't. Right.
Oh, I got to tune out the noise. Oh, good for you.
Meanwhile, all that noise may have helped you not pay Daniel Jones $40 million.
More from the deal breakers. Mike goes to his barber for pillow talk, not his coworker.
That's correct. My barber's a maniac.
He's got some crazy stories.
He's tremendous. But the difference is I see him once every 3 weeks for about 30 minutes. It's different. It's an appointment. I know what I'm getting.
3 weeks? Wow.
What?
It's good. I go about 6 weeks.
Well, I can tell. There's a difference. You've given up with the hair. I have to at least try.
And with what you put on the hair.
But please. This guy. Come on, I'm a look at that.
The silver fox.
Okay.
Enjoying his time off of work.
Yeah, exactly. All right, listen. Let's get to football today next. And then we've got reports on reports on reports about Tarek Skubal. Top of the hour.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.